In every marriage, communication is very, very key. But I realize that some marriages, the couples, they hardly communicate. And because of this, there's difficulty, there's strife, there's resentment, there's anger. Sometimes even violence in that marriage, because you don't know what is in the heart of your partner. You don't know what he or she is thinking about. Communication is one of those ingredients that leads to a successful marriage. Thank you for joining me today again. My name is Mary Egbude, and this is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Today, we are going to be looking at the difficult partner. If you have not yet subscribed to my YouTube channel, please search for Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude and subscribe. And don't forget to share this podcast with your family and friends. We are going to be looking at the difficult partner. In some marriages, you see, you have a particular partner that does not like communicating. He doesn't like talking about issues. And when you want to bring those issues, any issue up, he looks for a way to shun you or to cut it short. And this will not allow the other partner to know exactly what is in the mind of that person. Some partners are very secretive. Everything they keep secret from their partners, they don't like talking, or they rather communicate these things outside to their friends than to tell their spouse. And when you try to make them talk, sometimes it ends in hot arguments, it ends in quarrels, or sometimes it even ends in violence, just because they see issues, they don't want to talk about it. When you have issues and you don't talk about them, those issues escalate, they grow. They become a stronghold, and they start destroying the marriage gradually. Some people even have issues in their workplace, and when they get home, they don't tell their partner. Every other person outside will know. They rather tell their family members and their friends, but they will not communicate it with their wives or their husbands. And when you go into counseling and ask these people why they do this, they give you different reasons. Some of them say, I don't know how my wife will react. Some of them will tell you, the last time I told her, I didn't like the way she reacted, what happened. You know, so many issues. I know of a couple that the man was committing infidelity, and he really didn't like what he was doing. But he didn't communicate with the wife. He didn't tell her, because he was afraid of how she would react when he knows that he's always falling, he's cheating on her. But the man needed help. He wanted to get out of that predicament, but he didn't communicate. So I would advise that as couples, let there not be anything you cannot communicate with your partner. Build your relationship to that level. The Bible said they were both naked and they were not ashamed. Even though I know there are some people, their level of, you know, the way they take in information is very weird. Some people take information with no outburst, with anger. But the truth is, such people, after some time, they calm down. So you have to study the right time, the right mood, the right moment to discuss issues like that. You don't just barge in on such people. And you have to know a way to communicate. There are ways to communicate issues to people. When you know you have an issue, you have a problem, and you have a partner that is always, you know, very aggressive and very outspoken, or will burst out with anger, then there is a time you can communicate to that person. Look at the person's mood. Look at the timing. Look for a way to play around that person. Everybody have their silent moments. Everybody have their good times. These are the times you should communicate. So when you do that, you realize that even though that person is not happy, because the person is human and has emotions. Initially, the person might be angry, but over time, the person will calm down. It's better than not communicating at all, not telling your partner what you are passing through, and you sleep on the same bed day in, day out, and you find it difficult to communicate. That's why I titled this The Difficult Partner. You find it difficult to communicate. Instead, you tell your friends, you tell everybody outside there, your partner that don't know what you are going through. Let's leave the issue of infidelity. Some people even health challenges. Some people have very terrible health challenges. They don't even want to discuss with their partner. They don't want to tell their partner. And they are dying silently on a daily basis. And the other person does not know what is happening to that person. So learn to communicate. These are men folks are mostly guilty of this particular thing. Some men have infidelity problems. But because they don't want to tell their wife that they are the one that has the infidelity problem, they keep it to themselves. And the woman will be going up and out looking for a solution, thinking that she's the one that has the problem. Why don't you open up to your spouse, communicate? Two of you should be in this together. The Bible said two cannot work together except they agree. Let there be an agreement. Two of you should be in this together. And I want to advise women. I know we are the emotional type. But when your partner comes to you with serious issues like that, please be careful on how you take in such information and how you react. That will determine if he will come to you again next time to tell you more things about himself. Because a lot of couples are having issues with communication. And that's why many marriages are getting destroyed on a daily basis. People are living with each other, keeping secrets of decades, years. And they are pretending to be lovers, friends, husband and wife. They don't open up to each other. Some people are very difficult. When you bring in issues to discuss, they cut you short. It's okay. I don't want to talk about it. Let's forget about that issue. Now let's not talk about it. Because you feel guilty or you feel pain talking about such issues. The best thing to do when you have a heavy burden in your heart is to talk about it. When you talk about it, no matter how the outcome of that discussion, even if it's not resolved in a day, you feel relieved because you have let it out. So many people are bottling up a lot of things. Hence, you see couples having high blood pressure because they don't want to speak out, because there are secrets they have been keeping for years and they are living with a partner. Some people don't even know, some women don't even know who they are married to. Some men don't even know who they are married to. You see people going for DNA tests and you see some men coming, DNA tests coming out as the children that don't belong to the man. The children that don't belong to the man. So these are some of the issues. What is exactly the problem that you cannot discuss with your spouse? Somebody that you sleep with, somebody that you live with, you cannot open up and discuss things with him. Sometimes it might be financial issues. The man might not be meeting up again. Or maybe they even demoted him in the office. They will not discuss it with their partners. They will still be playing the macho. We are still there. We are all right. Meanwhile, he knows definitely that they are going bankrupt. What is that they cannot discuss with your wife? What is that they cannot discuss with your husband? Why are you being so difficult? And at the end of the day, it will still crash. The secret will be known, but it might be too late. So many things must have gone wrong. So many things must have spoiled. So my advice, please, as couples, know your partner. Know the right time, the right mood. When your partner will be able to talk to that person. Know how to communicate issues with your partner. Study the person. If it has to be by a letter, if it has to be by a text, or just to make sure you get the attention of that person, then you now come up with communication. Even if you have to be pampering the person, making sure you cajole the person into being in a good mood before you speak, so that you can be able to pass all that information. Communication is key. No matter what's happening in your life, learn to communicate with your husband. They were both naked. They were not ashamed. No matter what problem you have, no matter what problem you are facing in your marriage, it is for both of you to share it. It's not meant for one person. And if you do that, you will see your marriage rejuvenate. You will see joy flow in your marriage. You will see peace. Let me tell you, sin thrive in secrecy. When there is a sin in your life, or you are living in sin, by the time you expose that sin, you will see you will gain momentum over that sin. You will gain power over that sin because it has been exposed. But by the time you keep it secret, just like men that commit infidelity, they don't care, they're keeping it secret. You see that that thing will gain hold over you, to gain power over you. You will not be able to control that thing. Sin thrives mostly in secrecy. If there is no secret, if anything sin that is exposed, is already dead. It's already dead. Please, I beg you, if there's anything you are keeping away from your wife or from your husband, and you know it's something that's supposed to be shared by both of you, please communicate. Look for a way to communicate that issue. Let it be done. Let it be gone. And please, if you're a partner here, your wife comes with you with an issue, your husband comes to you with a problem, please accommodate it. Know how to resolve it. There is no problem that the problem has always been there. People have passed through that road before and they came out successfully, and you can do the same. Thank you once again for joining me. My name again is Mary Egude, and this is Godly Counsel with Mary Egude. And today we just talked about the difficult partner, and we based it on communication in marriage, which is very, very vital, and that's why most marriages are breaking up today, because there is no solid communication. Thank you again, and please don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, and don't forget to share this message with your family and your friends. You never know who you are helping by sharing a message. Thank you so much. I'll see you in my next podcast.